Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 36, verses 22 to 28. The prophecy of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 22 to 28. Therefore, say to the Israelites, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, people of Israel, that I am going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I am proved holy through you before their eyes. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. My theme for reflection is a new heart for a new life. A new heart for a new life. There is a curious thing about New Year's resolutions, diet plans, and self-improvement projects. Most of them begin with great enthusiasm and end with a quiet promise to try again next Monday. We often assume that if we could just change our habits, improve our discipline, or summon a little more determination, everything would fall into place. Yet experience teaches us that the deepest problems of life are rarely resolved or solved by stronger willpower alone. Sometimes what we need is not merely a new strategy, but a new heart. That is precisely the promise God offers through the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel was writing to a people living in exile in Babylon. Jerusalem had fallen. The temple lay in ruins, and many believed their story with God had come to an end. Yet God speaks a word of astonishing hope. He declares that he will act, not because Israel deserves it, but for the sake of his holy name. The emphasis throughout the passage falls not on human achievement, but on divine grace. Again and again, God says, I will. I will gather you. I will sprinkle clean water on you. I will give you a new heart. I will put my spirit within you. This is one of the clearest anticipations of the gospel in the Old Testament. God does not merely command change, he creates it. He does not simply tell people to become holy, he makes holiness possible through his spirit. The heart of stone, cold, resistant, and self-centered, is replaced with a heart of flesh that is alive and responsive to God. The promise finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. In Matthew 3:13-17, at his baptism in the Jordan, Jesus identifies himself completely with humanity. As he emerges from the water, the Spirit descends upon him, and the Father declares, this is my Son, whom I love. The scene beautifully echoes Ezekiel's vision of cleansing, renewal, and the gift of the Spirit. What Ezekiel foresaw, Christ inaugurates. Through him, God creates a new people whose lives are transformed from the inside out. The great theologian John Wesley once said, religion is the renewal of the heart in the image of God. That insight captures the heart of Ezekiel's message. Christianity is not merely about external conformity, religious performance, or trying harder. It is about God renewing us so deeply that our desires, loves, and priorities begin to reflect His own. This speaks powerfully to the 21st century. We live in an age obsessed with self-promotion and improvement, but often uncertain about true transformation. Many people carry regrets, wounds, addictions, fears, or habits they seem unable to overcome. Ezekiel reminds us that God specializes in new beginnings. The God who restores exiles and renews hearts has not lost His power. He still cleanses, restores, and fills ordinary people with His Spirit. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what areas of my life still resemble a heart of stone, resistant, fearful, or closed to God's work? Number two, where might God be inviting me to trust His transforming grace rather than relying solely on my own efforts? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 10 quiet minutes and ask God to reveal one attitude, habit, or relationship that needs renewal. Pray specifically for the Holy Spirit to soften your heart, and then take one practical step toward reconciliation, forgiveness, or obedience. Gracious God, we thank You that You do not abandon us to our failures or leave us trapped in old patterns. Cleanse us with Your mercy, renew us with Your Spirit, and give us hearts that delight in Your ways. Remove whatever has become hard, cold, or resistant within us, and fill us with the life of Christ. Make us Your people and help us to live each day in the joy of belonging to You. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.